Welcome to Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. We're going to come back here in just a moment and talk about farmland prices and capitalization rates edging lower. On this week's program, back with us, Brent Gloy, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. So Brent, numerous farmland surveys out there coming out from people like Iowa State, the Kansas City Fed, now seem to be clearly indicating what many have looked at for some time, that farmland values are headed lower. Talk a little bit about that with us.
Yeah, Joe, it's one of the topics I think that gets the most interest of all the things I do, and that's farmland values. And right now, it appears that they're really starting to finally head a little bit lower after just a remarkable run. So USDA, whose data, you know, we always have to take it a little bit of a grain of salt, but, you know, it was showing a decline in Nebraska last year about 4%. And, you know, every region, every county, and every area is always a little bit different, but I think it's indicative that the trend is really starting to go lower. And that, you know, I think it's important to also keep in mind that just tremendous run-up we had in farmland values. You know, just a simple deal from 2000 to 2015, you know, values in Nebraska increased in real terms. That's even after adjusting for inflation of almost 200%, which is just really amazing.
As we look at this, Brent, have cash rents fallen too out there?
Yeah, so one of the things that we always try and keep an eye on is what's happened to cash rents and kind of in relation to farmland values, and they're finally starting to head lower as well, it looks like. And, you know, as you know and as listeners know, it's income expectations that drive those rents, and rents really shot up and I think have contributed a lot to the profitability squeeze that we have out here in a lot of agriculture, and I think they're finally starting to head lower to kind of reflect the economic situation in agriculture, which is not nearly as good as it was just 4 or 5 years ago.
You also mentioned in the blog this week, low capitalization rates are persisting out there. Explain that to us.
Yeah, the capitalization rate is probably one of the most common measures of, you know, the priciness of farmland values. And the best way to think about the priciness of farmland is to look at something called the capitalization rate or the rent-to-value ratio. So just take cash rent divided by value. So if you've got $8,000 an acre land and you're getting a 3% return, that would be a $240 an acre cash rent. So you divide 240, divide by 8,000, and you get 3%. And that's really about right where cash rent, the capitalization rates are at right now, which is 3%, which is awfully low by historical standards. You know, in fact, if we go back a long, long time, these are some of the lowest cap rates we've ever seen. Now, part of that's driven by really low interest rates. And so opportunity costs and interest rates are really low. There's just not many other things for people to invest in. But what it means is we really, really have to watch those longer-term interest rates. And if they start heading up, I look for a lot more pressure on farmland values.
All right, Brent, wrap it up for us. What do guys need to be on the lookout for out there?
Well, I think right now, you know, as we start thinking about next year already and those cash rent negotiations, I think the data is actually coming in now, kind of help you see a little bit where the trend is at, and it looks like they're heading lower. So I think we want to be thinking about a little bit lower cash rents going forward. And we have to definitely keep an eye on farmland values and where they're headed. And I think keep your eye out on longer term interest rates. They hold steady at really low rates. I think we'll probably smooth sail through this thing fairly smoothly. If not, it might get a little bumpy.
That's Brent Gloy, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights, our guest this week on the program. If you'd like more information, go to ageconomist.com. And if you'd like to hear this program again, you can find it on the audio video tab at ruralradio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.